Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. In this half-hour Motown Memories, we'll be featuring Motown songs released from May to July of 1963. This half-hour, we'll hear from Little Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, The Marvelettes, Mother of the Vandellas, The Miracles, The Velvettes, Mary Wells, and Marvin Gaye. Well, the first song we'll hear from this half hour is a number one song by Little Stevie Wonder called Fingertips, and this was part two. Well, opportunities for Stevie to play live were effectively limited to concerts, as his age and contract back then ruled out club performances as he was only 12 years old. But when Stevie did manage to get on stage, he blew seasoned performers like Marvin Gaye right off of it. So Gordy decided that a live recording might get the boy wonder his first hit. As usual, he was right. Well, this song was Stevie's closing number at the Regal Lounge in Chicago, and he gave it everything he had, dragging out the ending, even throwing in a line from Mary Had a Little Lamb. Well, finally, he left the stage, cueing the audience to the fact that he might be coming back. While the review producer ignored it, and he hastened to catch up on his tightly timed schedule. However, Stevie had other ideas, and back he came. Well, here is that great song, Fingertips Part 2, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Everybody see ya! Yeah! See ya!
Thank you. change toward me? Are you just a breathtaking
first sight, so shaking,
one night love making,
next day heartbreaking guy?
With My Daddy Knows Best, and that reached number 67 from the featured year of 1963. Well, Gladys Horton, one of the Marvelettes, takes the lead on this great song. Well, the song had previously appeared on an album called The Marvelous Marvelettes back in February of 1963, though the 45 mix is noticeably brighter. Well, Berry Gordy's storyline of the girl who, on Daddy's advice, isn't having anything to do with a no-good boy struck few chords with the public, and that's why it only reached 67. This was the first time that one of the Marvelettes singles had failed to make the top 40. And before that, we heard from the Supremes, a number 75 tune back when they were called the No-Hit Supremes at Motown, and that song was called A Breathtaking Guy. And we started with Fingertips Part 2, a number one song from Little Stevie Wonder. You're listening to Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon. And coming up, we continue to feature songs released in May of July of 1963. Here's a great favorite song, Heatwave. Martha and the Vandellas, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Bell.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah!
Okay. All right, now here we go. A one, a two, a one, two. We'll be right back.
teardrops fall. We had such a wonderful beginning, such a marvelous time.
Well, that was the Velvettes with Here He Goes. That did not reach top 40 status, but was recorded and released in June of 1963. Well, before that, we heard a song that did chart, reached number 8 by The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson, a Motown Memories favorite with Mickey's Monkey. And we started with Heatwave, Martha and the Vandellas, number 4 from the featured year of 1963. Well, that song was a breakthrough record. It was a big, thumping Holland, Dozier, and Holland production, boosted by Mike Terry's baritone sax, and topped off with Dave Hilton's crisp vibraphone licks synced with the piano. Well, Heatwave revolved around a basic question: has high blood pressure got a hold on me, or is this the way love's supposed to be? You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this entire hour, we're featuring songs released during the first 7 months of 1963. This half hour, we're featuring songs released from May to July of 63. Well, coming up, Mary Wells with You've Lost the Sweetest Boy, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Tables turn.
Cause it's worse till
you die. Now the hurt. Wide Web. World Wide Web. At MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Questions or comments for me at Motown Memories. Love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. On that website are radio stations that stream Motown Memories 7 days a week, as well as information from your favorite Motown artists. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.